The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
I heat up. I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round.
All right, continuing on now. Here's the deal. The barbecue has already started here at the station. Yeah, well, this just happens on Fridays. I don't know, you know, something about salespeople. They've whenever, as long as I've been in broadcast, there's always some place in these big broadcast facilities called the trough, and it's a place. It's a common area where they lay out the food, and I mean they're laying it out already here. You know, it's ways advertisers get a chance to bring in food. They get to, you know, bring food to the people that are on air if they say nice things about it, and it's good. And so life is great that way, except that if you're not careful, you'll weigh 800 pounds, which can be dangerous. So you probably heard that Nancy Pelosi was taking shots at the president. You know about that, of course, saying that there needs to be an intervention, I think was the concern, because she says he had stormed out of the meeting and was pounding on the desk and this and that, when he said he wasn't going to work with Democrats because she is accusing him of a cover-up. And she claims that she's been saying that for a long time. Of course, she has not. That's the new catchphrase for Democrats is there's a cover-up, and the president knows he's covering up, and so on and so forth. Because it harkens back to Watergate. That's the whole point of that conversation. Harkens back to Watergate. It's a cover-up. The difference being, of course, there was an actual crime in Watergate. There was a break-in. In Russiagate here, no crime found. I know because Bob Mueller did a 448-page report. Now, I'm learning today that the Wadler, Jerry Nadler, is working on a deal with Bob Mueller to come in behind closed doors. Now, why would you do that, Jerry? Let's put Bob right out there front and center. I mean, he's your star witness. Democrats told us for almost 2 years that Bob Mueller walked on water, that he was the man, and he was going to deliver the goods on Donald Trump. Of course, that didn't happen. Anyhow, after Nancy went off on the president, he was up talking about the USMCA and trade deals at the White House yesterday, and he was asked right after that, what do you think about Nancy and her comments? He said, Nancy, who? Oh, her. Bite five. Bite five. Go.
Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it, and they sort of feel she's disintegrating before their eyes. She does not understand it. They want to have her understand it before we... It's finished. It's signed. As you know, Mexico's approved the deal. Canada's approved the deal. And they're waiting to get a signal for her. Now, I would say this. The farmers should start talking to the Democrats in the House. The Senate's ready to approve it, the Republican Senate. But the Democrat House is not. Pelosi does not understand the bill. She doesn't understand it. Even though unions are in favor of it, farmers, everybody just about is in favor of it. It's a replacement for, as I said, the worst trade deal ever made. So she's got to get up to snuff, learn the bill. And by the way, I think she wants to approve it. I think.
That's the USMCA, of course, that he's talking about. Already approved by Mexico, already approved by Canada. A deal that Democrats and liberals said could never get done because this president could never get it. Of course, there's a whole list of things that they have told you could never be done. Donald Trump can't get that done. Donald Trump can never be nominated for the Republicans. Donald Trump can never be elected president. Donald Trump will destroy the economy. Donald Trump will take us into World War III. Donald Trump will create a nuclear holocaust and so on and so on. I mean, just come on, really? I just saw, by the way, a brand new poll in Michigan. Let me go back to this. It's important. A brand new poll in Michigan that shows the majority of Michigan residents not interested at all in impeachment. And if you're not interested at all in impeachment, then you must not care much about the investigation. I think these things would go hand in hand. There's investigation fatigue in the country. Investigation fatigue. There's just no two ways about it. There's investigation fatigue now because people know. They can read. They can see that there is no substance to the entire Mueller investigation. So here it is From WLNS TV6 in Lansing comes this. While Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her troops in Washington discuss impeachment, with the conversation getting louder, in Michigan, the Vanguard Public Affairs Research Survey shows 55% of Michigan residents do not favor impeaching the president. Local Republican Tom Barrett says he's not surprised Michigan residents realize there's no impeachable offense. How do you reconcile that attitude that Michigan and the fever down in Washington to impeach this guy? Well, I think in Michigan, rational actors in Washington, they are not. 55% do not believe that impeachment, and it's only going to get worse. Now that the president has torn the curtain back and told the attorney general that he can release anything he wants, and the impeachment numbers will get even worse for the Democrats. And therefore, when nobody wants impeachment and nothing's getting done, that is going to come back. That is going to come back and haunt them, I believe, at the polls. Well, today more people than ever are planning to work into retirement. Sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet, and that's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. It's never too early or too late to begin preparing for retirement. And wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? I'm going to want to. I like what I do here, and I like, you know, talking to you every day. But let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Now, their ultimate goal is to help enable people like you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your life. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken steps to secure your financial future. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future today. Give them a call, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.